This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, welcome into this podcast. And if theatre is your bag and something a little bit different, then Ice Hole is something that you want to go along and see at Theatre by QE2. We had the director, Matthew Corbett, together with Sadiq, who's a member of the cast, Rob Juice, and also Ketki, who makes all the props out of cardboard. Do enjoy the podcast and join me live on the show weeknights 8 through 10 here on Dubai Eye 103.8. Now, we are looking forward to a fantastic performance that's going to be happening, because I know it's already had rave reviews in the city of Dubai. It's been described as a cardboard comedy. It's Ice Hole, and it's going to be performed on Theatre by QE2. We've got lots of cardboard in here. Rob Juice from Outside the Box Events, nice to see you.
Good evening, Mark. Nice to see you too.
Yeah, and maybe you can introduce who you brought along.
Oh, who can I introduce? Well, we've got our prop master, Ketki, over here.
Ketki,
who, as you can see, is wearing a French beret.
Oh, she is. I just also have...
And look at this. And the accordion.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's all made out of cardboard.
The whole show is all around cardboard.
Right, and over here?
And next to him, I apologise, we have Sadiq, who is wearing an aviator's helmet, I believe, with ears that open up. There you go.
Absolutely amazing.
Don't you love that?
Yes. And, Sadiq, great to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, Mark.
I'm not wearing anything. I'm wearing clothes, obviously, for the purposes of the YouTube. And next to me is Matthew, who is our director for
Hello,
ITOL.
Matthew. How are you?
I'm very well, Mark. How are you today?
Yeah, we've seen you many times in this studio, taking on many roles. This time you are the director. So tell me a little bit about this particular production, Ice Hole.
Certainly. So The Ice Hole is a cardboard comedy, and we're so lucky that we're given the opportunity to perform this again.
Yeah.
We had a sold-out run at the Junction, and now we're doing it at the QE2. So in a nutshell, it involves a man who is fishing in Iceland, where he meets a mermaid, and they have this wonderful little moment, and then he spends the rest of the play trying to find this mermaid, and he goes through Scotland, he goes through France, he goes through Spain, and everything that you see in the play is made out of cardboard, and we've got over 400 props, and it's so funny, it really is. So if you like your comedy, and it's family friendly as well.
Okay.
And if you like your Monty Python, your Mighty Boosh, or just anything like that, you will love this.
Tell me about the first run, and I heard rave reviews about it. I mean, and let's mention here as well your partner in crime, Patrick, who's part of this production.
Unfortunately, he's not here today, but the first run was incredible. We'd worked really hard. Obviously, this play took about 16 months to bring to stage. And the first run went perfect. The response by the audience was unbelievable. We were speechless. We still are. Yeah. We don't know how to describe that.
I mean, it was all over social media, wasn't it? Everybody was kind of talking about this totally different kind of production.
And we're so excited to bring it back, thanks to Robert, who's obviously had us given us an amazing venue now to do
I'm
it again.
I'm throwing the dice, aren't I, to see if we can yeah. sell out another two shows.
I mean, Rob, obviously you'd heard, you know, how unique, let's say, I think is the right word for this
I think, production. Yes, it's a totally unique production. It is, it's just different than anything I've seen before.
Yeah.
It's extremely funny. It doesn't need to. You don't need to be an English speaker to enjoy it. It's the slapstick. There's as Matthew was saying, that if you like the Mighty Boosh, if you like stuff with hidden things behind it, and there's just some wonderful, wonderful props. I'm in awe. Although I am before we go on to that, I'm in awe. But equally, my captain's boardroom is just full of cardboard. Full of cardboard.
You made a mess. I mean, yeah. Without you, this play wouldn't happen, would it?
Oh no, it was in equal parts. Absolutely, our prop master Lina Yunus on the first show was just so important to everything as well. Working with her was absolutely a dream. It felt a lot like a puzzle, because you have to reverse engineer everything from videos. Like, we don't have any information on how to actually make the props, how they're supposed to work. And
so did you make them?
I did. I mean, I made this. Yeah, the hat, I definitely made that.
It's gorgeous. That is.
And we keep destroying them, Mark. You have no idea. You have to come to the part where after every play, after every run, we would destroy 30% of the props because everything is handled in such a rough way. And you can kind of see from the back of your eye, Lena and Kate, you just like, you know, the sound of their heart break. He's like, oh, I have to fix this again for the next run.
Totally.
But they were amazing. They were warriors. They fixed everything again for each run, which was unbelievable.
Absolutely. Every time.
When it comes to numbers, I mean, how many pieces have we got in this? Have you any idea?
Honestly, I don't know. I've lost count because just of how many times we've done it. And then we've had to make duplicates of some.
Yeah.
So easily, like we say 400 plus, it could be plus the duplicates. It could be a lot more than that. I don't know. It's a lot.
And what was funny is after each show, we actually had to say, guys, please don't nick anything. Because even like the young kids would come up and they would go like, oh, I want this rabbit.
Yeah.
The rabbit is just a cardboard box. And the parents are going, oh, we're about to take that home, are we?
It's just a cardboard box that says rabbit. That's it. It doesn't look like a rabbit, but all the children wanted one.
Oh, wait a second. Just on merchandise. Can you make another 50 of those?
I called it last show. We should have done merchandise. Yes, yeah. I like this guy's thinking.
All right, hold that thought there. 50 hold that rabbit
boxes.
There.
50 rabbit boxes.
We are coming back to talk more about this cardboard comedy and where we can see it, when we can see it, and where we can get our tickets.
You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
Yeah, welcome back into the show. And I've got a cardboard hat on top of my headphones. I must look ridiculous on camera. Hello,
great.
Everybody on Facebook Live. As we talk to the cast of Ice Hole and the director, of course, as well, this cardboard comedy that's coming to theatre by QE2. Just a little bit of history on this. It was written by, I think, two French comedians. Is that right?
Yeah, French writers Pierre and Olivier Martin-Salva. Mm-hmm. It's been a running show in Paris for about 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years.
Yeah, they did an English version at the Fringe last year and then were kind enough to allow us to bring this to Dubai and present it to the city. Yeah,
you should mention about the Fringe, though, because the reviews at the Fringe led to, I mean, you were already talking to them, weren't you? But the reviews at the Fringe were just phenomenal. Some of the 10 out of 10s and an amazing sort of comments about how fantastic the physical theatre was, and also the use, the unbelievable use of cardboard.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they had a month-long run of sold-out shows at the Edinburgh. Mm-hmm. They'd obviously come into the festival with already, because it was an established show in Paris, with the curiosity and obviously great marketing, but the reviews were unbelievable. They sold out every show and had demand to come back again. I don't know if they're going back this year.
And is there I think we touched on this last time, kind of a special language that's running through this?
It is a universal language. So
it's essentially gibberish.
Yeah. Gibberish. Yeah.
And the idea is that anybody can understand it. But when I was directing Sadek with it, is wanted it to sound like English to someone that doesn't understand English, but would maybe pick up on the odd word every now and again. So when the story starts and our protagonist character, played by Sadek, starts telling the story, it takes the audience a couple of moments to go, oh, wait a minute. He's not actually speaking any language, but I'm still following what's going on.
Right.
And then Sadek will throw in the odd English-speaking word, or there's a little bit of French in there, or we'll throw in something else just to bring the audience back. And it's amazing. I mean, the audience know exactly what's going on the whole time.
Is that tricky to do, Sadek? Throwing in the odd word?
I mean, you know, when in doubt, throw in names of random bands is what worked for me. Okay. Yeah. And so I had some keywords. Obviously, we train on the gibberish for a while, so it gets easier. But you always have some tricks wherein if you have to extend a monologue because there's a lot of action happening, you've got to have certain backup lines, tricks to throw in to make it seem like it was all part of the show.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah.
Talking about throwing stuff in, I mean, is this cardboard
being chucked on the stage? Or is it all set out before we start?
Yes, it has to be set in a very specific way so that
I'm checking this off now. We'll do it for photographs later.
But it is definitely one of those things where you have to have it in a specific way so that Patrick can get through the story in the order he needs to, so it all goes smoothly. So everything has a lot of thought behind it, even though if you're sitting in the audience, you might think, oh, there's just a bunch of cardboard around. What is going on?
But it's very specific.
But it's very specific where it needs to be, where Patrick will come in, so he get changed into the next costume. Everything is cardboard, even the costume. So it's just...
What about the mermaid's tail?
The mermaid's tail. There's many mermaid tails. In the, and
it's just, me wooing him in all through the show. In gibberish, and somehow he understands it.
So are we excited about taking this to QE2?
So excited. It's I've never done a show there before, and it's such a lovely place. Such a lovely place. We were in rehearsal the other day, and I was I was weirding everyone out because I was running around going, the acoustics are amazing in here. You can hear like a pin drop. And you know, it's obviously a very historic ship. And I think, you know, it's a great excuse just to leave the house on a Saturday, on a Friday and Saturday, take the whole family and make a big evening all day about it. Mm. Yeah.
When you walk past the piano there,
I need to tell them about the piano. There's a piano in the Crystal Bar, which is the theatre bar.
You're about to tell me it's haunted?
No. It's been played by people like John Lennon and Paul McCartney. And,
Elton John.
Yes.
David Bowie.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So nobody then.
And me.
And I'll tell you, I couldn't resist walking past it, and I had a little bit of a tinkle on it. I'm in their class now, you know. Mr. Bowie's class, but yeah.
Has anyone checked it for fingerprints?
So, when are we going to be seeing this fantastic production?
We are on a week on Friday, July the 5th at 8 p.m. and a week on Saturday at 3 p.m. So we have a family matinee show on the Saturday, so we can bring the whole family, because there's no age on this. That, you know, you can be from 3 to 103. So, you know, and there's slapstick in it in such that people, that children will laugh, and the same as adults laugh. As we were talking about before, in actual fact, some of the jokes are at two levels. If you think the sort of the Simpsons level where the adults understand a joke differently to how the children understand the joke, that is where the ice hole is. It's just brilliantly pitched. And yeah, tickets available on platinumlist.net. Get that in there.
So we've got one nighttime show and one afternoon show.
We have, yes. We're basically, if our theory or our idea about this is we want it to work, we want it to succeed, and if it works, then we're going to be having this as a regular thing. But let's get the first one out the way and get it a big success.
Well, you've got some very talented people who are part of it, and I just want to give a quick mention to Matthew over here. I had no idea he was the kind of goofy guy on stage at Greece. I had no idea it was you, and you were absolutely brilliant in that production.
Thank you,
as
Mark.
Were all the cast.
Was it Eugene Selznick? Was that his name?
I was Eugene, I was tripping over all the place.
That's my Greece memory, Eugene Selznick.
He didn't do too well with the girls, I don't think, did he?
No, sadly not. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Well, everyone, thank you so much for coming in. Sadiq, best of luck. And I'm saying this on air now. I am coming to see this.
That means so much, bro.
It will probably be the matinee, because I'm a bit of an afternoon kind of guy, you know, but I'm coming to see this. I've heard so much about it.
Brilliant.
Can't wait to see you putting all that cardboard out there. The cast and the crew of Ice Hole, happening on Theatre by QE2.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8,
the UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.